With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities say the younger son of Rob Reiner remains in jail for what investigators believe is the fatal stabbing of his famed director-actor father and his wife Michelle at their home in L.A. Not clear yet what charges 32-year-old Nick Reiner could be facing. LAPD Police Chief Jim McDonald.
December 14th, about 3:40 in the afternoon, LAPD responded to a residence. The residents of Rob and Michelle Reiner, located in West Los Angeles Division. At that location, they found two deceased adults, a male and a female. Through the night, working with the coroner's office, they were able to identify them definitively as Rob and Michelle Reiner.
Australians still in shock over the shooting rampage Sunday on a beach, leaving 15 people dead, more than 40 wounded. Correspondent Phil Mercer.
We understand that the father and the son were holding out in a rented house in a suburb in Sydney in preparation for this attack with six legally held firearms. The older man was shot dead. His 24-year-old son, he was critically injured and he's in hospital. We know that the father arrived in Australia on a student visa in the late 1990s. We don't know too much more, but we do know that his son was investigated by the authorities in 2019 and was deemed not to be a threat at that time. So I would imagine all of these details will be revisited.
That attack fueling criticism that authorities are not doing enough to combat a surge in anti-Semitic crimes around the world. Authorities still searching for the person seen in a video walking away from Brown University shooting that killed two students and wounded nine more. Officials saying they released a person of interest after finding no reason to keep him in custody. This is SRN News. Young men apparently are worried about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of European nations boycotting the annual Eurovision Song Contest because Israel is participating. Iceland, the latest to pull out, following in the footsteps of Ireland, Spain, the Netherlands, Slovenia, and a few more. Now, Israeli public broadcasting company, which airs the contest, said a boycott may begin today with Israel, but no one knows where it will end or who else it may harm. This is SRN News. Virginia GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin leaving office next month. He says he's still focusing on his work as governor and isn't getting distracted by his political future. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Youngkin won a competitive race for governor in 2021 by keeping hard-right Republicans energized while courting swing voters. Pundits added Youngkin's name to a list of presidential prospects for a post-Donald Trump Republican Party. Now Republicans and Democrats are debating whether Youngkin can still be the GOP's next presidential nominee following Republican statewide losses last month. With President Trump back in the White House, Youngkin has been a stalwart supporter. He embraced the administration's cuts to the federal workforce and other programs, despite its unpopularity among many Virginians. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Trump administration says the White House ballroom construction deal must continue. A filing, though, in response to the lawsuit filed by a preservation group, claims the building project should be approved by Congress. More details, SRNNews.com.